there, and welcome to episode 9 of Declutter Me, a podcast about organizing and decluttering your life. I'm with your host, Shalina. Hey there. How are you doing this week?
I'm great. Yeah, thanks, Fred. I've been looking at my phone, and I thought this might be a good time to talk about app overload, which is, I think, it's a big thing that's happening with a lot of people right now. So I thought let's help them declutter that as I'm looking at my phone as well at the same time.
Well, while we're on that, how many apps do you have on your phone right now, or how many pages of apps do you have on your phone?
I have roughly downloaded about 600 apps over the years, but I have about 300 on my phone.
Whoa.
But they're all neatly organized.
Okay.
And they're all different things. So there's different, so you can put them into folders on the iPhone, which I've done. So I have all the essential apps on page one, everything I use on a day-to-day basis, all the apps for which are country specific for the country I'm in. And then I have further folders for music, for movie, TV stuff. Like IMDb is a very important app because I need to find out about actors and movies very often.
Okay, I can't tell if you're being funny right now or super serious.
No, serious. This is a serious thing. Cool. Like IMDb is an amazing app. I'm sure other people find it very useful as well. And then there's other apps, you know, for travel. So I have folder just for all the airlines that I use and their apps, because they all have apps now. This is a problem. Everyone and their mother has an app now, except for Declutter Me so far. But, you know, so you need these apps for everything. So, you know, when you're traveling, when you're flying, you know, we fly out of here, we need the Emirates app to get our boarding pass and to book our flights and things like that. So there's various things, and they are useful, and you get, you know, in certain apps you get points if you use the app, so we use that as well.
All right, so where does one begin?
So when you're decluttering your phone, first thing is obviously to delete apps you don't use, apps that don't work anymore. So there's certain companies who've got apps that have stopped working. We have a thing here with our Road Transport Authority. They have had about 7 apps over the years. Every year there's a new app to use, and they tell you, and then when you try to use the original app, it says it doesn't work anymore and you have to use one app. I think they've now finally got everything into one app, but it's taken this many years. So delete all of the apps that don't work, and you will know as soon as you switch it on and you go to it, it says it's no longer works, or you can't, it doesn't find your location or something. So delete that. Delete the games that you don't play. You know, you downloaded those games and you played it for 1 week and got bored of it. That's a big one to delete. Lots of people download those ones for exercise or gym and yoga and meditation and do it once and get irritated by the voice from the meditator. Delete that. So any apps that you don't use, even if you've just bought it or just downloaded it and you found it completely and utterly useless, delete it immediately. So do that first. And then once you've deleted it, then start organizing it into the folders. That's a good way of making you see all the apps that you have, and also because you put all, say, all your travel apps together. So all the apps for the hotels, for flights. I have 2 folders for UK stuff. So I have one folder just for all UK apps that I use all the time when I'm there, and another one for travel. So I have one for the UK travel, which has the flights, roads, trains, London Underground. All of that is in another folder as well. So I can easily move that folder to the front page when I'm in the UK. So there's things like that. So if you travel to certain countries all the time, you can collect all those apps into one folder. So that's very useful. And especially for us living here, because we travel so much, and some people travel to certain countries all the time, it's good to organize those apps for that country specific into a folder. Another thing to do is to put all your... say your music folders. So you've got iTunes, you have YouTube, things like that. You can put them all into one folder as well, so for entertainment. And then the main ones you use all the time, your email, your calendar, your social media apps should be in the front page, so they're easy to find. So what you want to do, as with everything in life with me, you want to be able to find everything within a few seconds. So if it takes you a long time to find the apps right now on your phone, that's because they're not organized properly, or you've got too many apps. So look at first at the apps and see, do you need all of these apps? and then organize them move after that.
Yeah, I mean, I'll link to it in the show notes actually, but yeah, on like the iPhone and stuff now, you can there's a feature called offloading unused apps.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I think there's a duration that it checks, but there's some pattern recognition going on. Basically, if you haven't used an app in a certain amount of time, what it does is it kind of offloads the app from your phone.
Right.
It leaves the icon in there, so the, you know, the decluttering aspect is still there because you still have to get rid of it, but it kind of at least clears up the space on your phone. If you want to reuse the app, you tap it and then it'll just re-download it for you.
Oh, that's why that keeps on happening. Oh, okay, so that makes sense, because that was happening when I went to the UK recently, and obviously I don't use it for many months, and then suddenly that was happening. So that makes sense, and that's good in a way, because then it's reducing the amount of storage, so that's a good thing. Another thing to do is the notifications. So switch off the notifications for all the apps that you don't need. So you don't need notification of games. You don't need to be reminded you need to play a game. If you want to play the game, you will. You only need notifications for your phone, for messages. And we've talked about before about WhatsApp messages and what to do with the notifications on that to not feel overwhelmed. And it's the same for all the apps. You don't want to feel overwhelmed, and that's what happens. And these are automatically switched on when you download apps. So you need to physically go in and change it. So every time you download an app, change the notification structure, and also how, you know, about the location bit, because you don't want to waste battery on that. You've set the right settings for it so that you don't waste the battery and you don't waste the storage on the phone with these apps. Okay, another thing also with regards to notifications is with news outlets. My parents, they have a few iPads, they have iPhones, they have Macs as well. They have the BBC app. So every time there's a breaking news, which is every 5 minutes in this world, they get a notification. And there is a time delay on the different devices. So that noise from BBC will come up for a minute from all the devices. It's incredibly annoying. You don't need that on every single device. Use it, put it on one device. And do you need to know that there is breaking news every few minutes? You know, it gets a bit overwhelming after a while. So remove that as well. And you don't need it for every single news outlet. Choose your favorite news outlet and get one notification from them. But use it on one device, because I don't think you need it on all of them.
Yeah, I've actually started doing that too. I mean, I have a different notification pattern, if we can call it that, you know, on the phone versus the tablet. And I'm talking about the same app, you know. So take something like email that I use on my tablet a lot. So I keep the alerts on there, but then I take them off my phone because I don't want to be buzzed every few seconds, because, you know, we do receive a lot of email across multiple accounts. And so, yeah, you know, it is possible actually to have a slightly different notification plan per se, you know, on different devices, even if for the same app.
And say with stuff like the email, I do it push manually. So I don't get notifications for email. I only do it. It only goes through, you know, it starts working when I've switched on the app, which is the best thing, really, because you don't want to see that you've got 5 to 10 emails coming through all the time, and you don't want to be wasting the battery and your data as well with this, you know, and it's just not required. So do that. And the same for anything. You can do it push manually to get the app working.
Also, the, you know, the part that comes before this, I mean, we were talking about, you know, you've got 300 apps and how do we go about clearing them? But then perhaps we also need to talk about, like, how do we find ourselves in a situation where we have 300 apps to begin with that we don't use? And I know a lot of it, or a good part of it, is marketing, right? And obviously companies want us to download their apps. And so you see these banners that say, hey, download my app because it's going to be a better experience, which is great. But I think we also sort of need to spend a couple of seconds thinking, you know, do I really need this app? You know, is it something I'm going to use more
often?
So
I think it comes again back to habit. And for me, I am a big user of apps. I like using new apps that come out and testing them. And I do it for friends often, so I will do that. Or I'll be asked to check out an app, a new app that's come out in the market, especially for organizing. So these to-do list apps and note-taking and stuff. But for me, what I do is I will try them out, and then if I don't like them, I will delete them. And I already have the core apps now, and we're at that generation that apps have been out for so long that we have got to the point where we're more discerning about which apps to download and which ones to delete. It's not like in the old days where it was all a revelation and it was amazing. There was this tech coming out. Now it's run of the mill most of the time. And a lot of the apps we now download are for certain situations that we need it. So we need it for ordering a taxi, or ordering food delivery. So we all have a specific app that we use now for food delivery. There's about four of them in this country that we use. Each person has a different one. So if you don't use the other apps, delete them. So I don't use one called Deliveroo because they don't cover my area. I use another app. So I've deleted the Deliveroo because that doesn't work for me. So do that. So for certain things, if you've got multiple apps that do the same function, delete the ones you don't need. And don't download ones unless you know for sure that that will cover the service or the requirement for you. So there is a lot of that. But there are sometimes ones that do look intriguing and interesting. And of course, sometimes it takes a while for them to build up and to become the app that it should be. So there is that problem as well. But yeah, think about it. You know, do you need it to be in your life?
Yeah, and I mean, it's been interesting because in the last few weeks, you know, at least the major phone OSs, I mean, both Apple and Google, you know, have been introducing things to try to help you with this. I mean, as we mentioned already on this episode about how they mark off apps that you haven't used in a couple of months. So you can look at it and see really and sort of make that decision again to decide, you know, do I really need this app on my phone or not? You can easily see apps you haven't used in a long time and things like that because you downloaded one time, you thought it was cool, and then you never went back to it. So, use these features because they're available to do this.
Yeah, so I think that's the main thing to do with this. You know, every time you're flicking through your phone, you'll start seeing apps and going, actually, why is this on my phone? I don't use it. Or you try and use it and it doesn't work because it's stopped working. You know, developer's gone bust. So with that, remove it immediately. Instead of getting frustrated and just switching it off, delete it because there's no point having it there.
Just on a side note, I mean, one interesting thing that I came across that I started doing a couple of years ago is that on the 1st of January, I post my my home screen. So the first screen when I unlock my phone, you know, on my blog. It was really interesting because this year I posted on my blog, but then I also sort of went back and compared to what my home screen looked like last year.
That's a good idea.
So what I do is I sort of compare it to the year before, and I do a short post, you know, just saying like why something's on my home screen or why something moved to my home screen because it's an app I use a lot or something like that. You know, and I discovered that there was an app that was there last, you know, the year before, and I had said that, well, I don't really use this app. I don't know why it's here. And then again, I did the same thing where I'm like, well, I still don't use this app, but it's still on my home screen. It really helped because it was a nice visual way to see the clutter that I was accumulating in a way on my home screen, but also making me think about like, okay, why is this on my home screen, whether or not it was or deserved to be there, and actually resulting in my removing it. So that was an interesting
I have the same thing. I'm just looking at my front screen. I put them all in an emoticon folder, so it's quite clever of me.
Awesome. As always, where can people reach you if they want to get hold of you?
So if anybody wants to get hold of me, they can go to my website, decluttermeand fill in the contact form and tell me what help you need with getting organized and decluttered, and I'll be happy to help you.
As always, you can find more information about this show and our show notes at decluttermeandfillinthecontact.com/podcast. That's decluttermeandfillinthecontact.com/podcast. If you haven't subscribed yet, we'd love it if you did. You can find this show in any podcast player of your choice. All you got to do is look for Declutter Me. That's DECLUTTR /ME. And you can subscribe to the show. Wishing everybody Eid Mubarak, and we'll see you next week.